Our first reading is from the book of Joshua, but just to clarify, who is Joshua? When it was Joshua's, Joshua took Moses' place after Moses died. So after Moses led all the people to the promised land, Joshua took over from there and was their leader, their tribal leader, you know, of the 12 tribes of Israel, but also the spiritual leader, as Moses was. And, you know, I say spiritual leader, and a lot of people think of someone sitting cross-legged on top of one of the Himalayan mountains. But that's sort of the stereotype that comes into our head. But he's simply this spiritual leader for this tribe, and at the end of his life, at the end of Joshua's life, he gets everyone together in this passage today, and he says to them what's written here. He lines them all up, he gets them all together, and he says, if it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today who you will serve. And then he goes on to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But let's stick to that first sentence for a minute. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, he's giving them an out, honestly. It doesn't please many people to serve the Lord. Why? Well, some people don't serve because they don't know who the Lord is. And that sort of makes sense. But some people don't serve because they perceive God as the enemy in some way. He wants me to serve him. He wants me as a slave. I will have no happiness if I have to follow all these rules that God has for me. Who is he to tell me what to do? How come I have my freedom? How come I can't do what I want? A lot of people perceive their relationship with God like that. He's the slave master, and I'm the slave. You will not lose your freedom. You will be happy. And no one is trying to force you. God is not the enemy here. What God is concerned with is that if you choose against God, if you choose against God's ways, you will get hurt. You will become enslaved to some sort of addiction, perhaps, or you'll damage yourself, you'll hurt others. And we do it all the time. It's why we show up here, you know. It's why we start off by saying, Lord have mercy, I confess to Almighty God, and to, you know, it's why we say that. Because we recognize that fact about us and about our lives. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve, Joshua says. Remember St. Paul in letter to Philippians. He says, for some people, their bellies are the masters. They do whatever their belly tells them to do. Eat this, eat that, you know. Or parts further south. People idolize lots of stuff. Their own power, their own prestige, their own bank accounts, their own feelings of their own importance. We serve all sorts of different masters rather than the one we ought to serve. Joshua's just saying, decide to do it. If all you're going to do is work for your own fame and prestige and power, then at least be honest about it. Don't say you're serving the Lord and go and do that. Whatever we believe, whatever we serve, do it like this, of course. I mean, all of us to some degree live like this, serving our bellies, perhaps, as our masters. But it's supposed to be our task to grow out of it, to grow up, to have spiritual growth. That is, as long as we can see it in us, as long as we can acknowledge that that's there. I love this quote by Chesterton. He once wrote, the ancient masters of religion began with the ancient masters of religion, the spiritual leaders, okay? The ancient masters of religion began with the fact of sin, a fact as practical as potatoes. Right? Did people say that? I guess it was 1910 or whenever he wrote this, okay. A fact as practical as potatoes. Whether or not man could be washed in miraculous waters, there was no doubt, at any rate, that he needed washing. But certain religious leaders had begun in our day not to deny the highly disputable water, but to deny the indisputable dirt. Certain new theologians dispute sin, which is the only part of Christian theology which can really be proved. He sticks with this idea of original sin. It's practical. And it's obvious. We all do it to one another. And we do it to ourselves, and we do it to God. Anyhow, though, Joshua leads them and says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Reassertion of dedication to God by Joshua and by the whole nation. Extremely important. We have to say it. And we have to say it regularly. Otherwise, we're inclined to return to those other idols, you know? All of us, every single human being on the face of the planet forever has had to deal with this. We have to do it. We have to say it. Otherwise, we know we're going to go just serve ourselves. We have to say it. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, or it atrophies. Just like muscles, if you don't exercise them. Or the ability to do multiplication in your head. If you don't do it regularly, you'll forget how to do it, you become weak in how to do it, and then you can't do it anymore. And then those little idols that we've made for ourselves will have much more power over us. Joshua, to stand up in front of everybody, this is his last will and testament. He knows he's dying, you know. To lead everyone in all of this is his role. It's his role as head of the tribe. It's his role as head of the household. It's the role of you who are parents. It's the role of father and mother. As for me in my house, I'm not letting the weeds take over this place. I'm not letting the sewage back up into my house, okay? I'm not letting the bad influences into my house. As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. So say your prayers with your family, this isn't an individual thing. Joshua makes it very clear, this is something that everybody's doing together. So say your prayers with your family, and read a bit of the Bible with your family, and let God reign in your family. I know it sounds cheesy, and I know it sounds overly pious, but it's not, and don't let it. It's practical. It's as practical as potatoes. Apparently that's a phrase, so I'm going to start using it. It's as practical as potatoes. I have a friend who's worried that her son might become addicted to pornography someday. And I said to her, he's 3. And she said, well, I'm just planning for the future. I'm just being practical about this. He's less likely to have a problem with it if, as for her and her house, she serves the Lord. They will serve the Lord. The evil's out there. It's going to touch us. It's going to affect us at some points. It'll come, but no matter what, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.